Hello and a very warm welcome to Centre Stage. Good to have you with us. Now first, let's pay tribute to Imam Muhammad Baqir, fifth Shiite Imam, on the occasion of his martyrdom anniversary. Imam Baqir was really a standout. He was so knowledgeable, so much so that he received the title of Baqir, literally meaning who split open knowledge. That was due to his vast knowledge of religion and beyond, and his enthusiasm to teach others. He had lots of successful students. Welcome back. Now, today we're talking about the 69th UN General Assembly highlights. And in order to do so, I'm delighted to be joined by two top guests. Now, in our Tehran studio, I'm pleased to be joined by a well-established analyst and political scientist, Mr. Farshad Garavan. It's a great pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks for having me in your show.
Thanks very much for being with us. Now, let me just tell you that Mr. Farshad Garavan is an established international affairs analyst and thinker. Now, over the phone from the US, we have the pleasure of having an established political scientist with us. Professor Nader Entasari, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Yeah, very much my pleasure, too.
Okay, we didn't have, of course, the professor's picture at the time, but I just want to tell you that Professor Nader Entasari is professor of political science at the University of South Alabama. Time for a short break.
The world's largest diplomatic gathering at the UN takes center stage every year, and the 69th UN General Assembly session was no exception. Once again, world leaders took the opportunity to use this invaluable platform to make their points heard. Iranian president's address was most certainly one of the highlights of this year's session, but let's have a look at the highlights of what Mahmoud Abbas, as the president of the Palestinian National Unity Government, had to say, particularly not long after the Israeli regime's war of genocide on the Gaza Strip. Mahmoud Abbas started his address by referring to Israel's committing genocide. He said, quote, "In this year, proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly as the International Year of Solidarity with the Palestinian people, Israel has chosen to make it a year of a new war of genocide perpetrated against the Palestinian people." He added, "Here we find ourselves full of grief, regret, and bitterness, raising the same long-standing conclusions and questions after a new war, the third war waged by the racist occupying state in 5 years against Gaza. The difference today is that the scale of this genocidal crime is larger and that the list of martyrs, especially children, is longer, as well as lists of the wounded and disabled, and that dozens of families have been completely decimated. The difference today is that approximately 500,000 people were displaced from their homes, and that the number of homes, schools, hospitals, public buildings, residential buildings, mosques, factories, and even cemeteries destroyed is unprecedented. And the difference today is that the devastation caused by this recent aggression is unmatched in modern times." Abbas later went on to call the UN Security Council to pass a resolution setting a 3-year deadline to end the Israeli occupation. He concluded his remarks by making a number of wishes. "There's an occupation that must end now. There's people that must be freed immediately. The hour of independence of the state of Palestine has arrived. The key question, however, is whether the UN is willing and able to make those wishes come true."